Proclamation number 5408 of 9th of June, 1952. God's infinite love, patience and mercy. I do not measure with the same yardstick as you humans do, for I am exceedingly loving, patient and merciful. I therefore cannot eternally condemn either what has become unacceptable to me, even though the sin of rebellion against me is exceedingly bad, and because I am eternal love myself and only want to provide my living creations with bliss upon bliss. But a rebellion against love is at the same time a disposing of love and therefore also a loss of light and strength. At the occasion of sin the being was perfect and therefore able to also measure the magnitude of the sin. Yet after it had sinned it was devoid of all knowledge. And this weak, blind and thus suffering being I took pity upon and I therefore cannot reject it forever. I love it even though it is fallen, even though it had sinned against me. It is true, my justice demands an atonement, a compensation for every sin, and this is provided by the spiritual being in the bound state where it has to endure unspeakable suffering due to the banishment, which is a torment for the once free spiritual being and is, at the same time, intended to lead it to me again, i.e., to the once free state where it can be blissfully happy. My love, patience and mercy, however, is boundless and helps all the spirits to ascend through means which, measured against the great guilt, are gifts of grace, because they facilitate the path of ascent for the spiritual being which, in itself, is without strength and knowledge, and makes its development of ascent possible. The great guilt of sin has the effect of complete blindness, and only my superabundance grant of grace makes the being able to change. Nevertheless, the being is not forced to ascend, it is merely strengthened. It can just as well reject my gift of grace, just as much a human being on earth ought to develop upwards in free will. In occasions where you people would condemn, I still allow my love and grace to prevail. I bear the faults and weaknesses of my children on earth in exceeding great patience, and again I pick up those who fall because I take pity on the state therein and because I want to rescue them from the abyss towards which they keep striving. I don't force them but I use all the means which favor return to me, no matter how sinful a person may be. My love seeks to persuade the one to return and to change his mind. Because I want to win him for eternity. And I also achieve my aim, and whether eternities pass over it. For my wisdom always finds ways and means to reduce even the strongest resistance until the being lets itself be seized by my love and free will. Until it returns my love and returns to me forever. Amen.